Fly Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, good afternoon, folks. How is everyone? This is Dare to Think Out Loud. My name is LB Bork, and today I'm solo so far. Our other panelist didn't check in or couldn't make it. John's got an important engagement, and the other two, I don't know what's going on. They didn't answer the request. So I called my friend John of Connecticut, and he's going to join me here in a few minutes. And we're going to be talking about Marxism applied in America. And a lot of people don't think America's communist, but they're just listening to what they were told. They don't look at the facts. So we're going to go into that and kind of distinguish what's going on right now in regard to the chaos that's being applied to the United States and what's going on in that respect. But until my buddy gets here, I want to clear up a couple things of housekeeping for the station. This is Revolution Radio, revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. We are listener supported and been on the net for a few years, and it's been done by voluntary, you know, action. People are finding out that a lot of the platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and others are censoring people quite a bit. And a lot of them have to do it because of the political correctness of the system, which would be the communist system, as I have written in my materials and book 20 years ago. Been trying to get people to understand it, that they're participating in a non-constitutional system, and they don't understand why things aren't working. But anyway, back to duties of volunteering to help us. We need your donations. It is a station that operates on people's support, and our managers do everything voluntarily, and the servers cost money to keep up. That is one of the things I think is still free. That is still free is the internet. It's not totally controlled. They do listen on their platforms because they think they can. But the internet itself, I haven't seen any problems with. And that goes for Revolution Radio. We need your donations. If you go to freedomslips.com and go to the top of the page, there's a donations button right there next to the store button, which is also a good way to help us. You can buy shirts from the station and other things and, just kind of show off and tell people that you're into alternative truth and, maybe I get some more listeners for us. That would be great. We're doing pretty good otherwise, and anything helps us. So, yeah, there's also snail mail that you can send in a donation. That's at the bottom of the page at freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips.com. Some people pronounce it freedomslips.com or freedomslips.com. I really like Freedom Slips because basically that's what's been going on for us in quite a while. So people don't understand it. They're really seeing it now. I said in my book 20 years ago that this was coming. I've been waiting for it for 25 because I wasn't really the one that called it per se. There were people before me. The thing that I've done is, applied facts of communism in the United States and show how it's done in law. And people, because they don't know law, they don't understand it. They might see some things they've been told is based on Marxism, but they really don't understand it. And the most telling thing of the Communist Manifesto is income tax, and that has definitely been applied in the United States. That's the biggest one. Plank 4, that's Plank 2. Plank 4 is totally above everyone's head because they don't understand what the language means in it as it's applied in the United States. And that was done with the 14th Amendment, actually. So it's one of the biggest ones that people fail to understand. And it has to do with the taking of property of rebels and, people that don't understand their rebels because they're rebelling against their freedom of the original Constitution, which limits the government from intrusion into our lives. And, of course, that has been quite steadily progressed, and that's what progressive means, progressive implementation of communism. Of course, that's been done 50 years now. What you're seeing now is our Marxism based concepts that Marx put together. And the destruction of religion, of course, I think that was mentioned in the Communist Manifesto, if I remember correctly, but it was more of a Marxist principle to do that. And the main one I've been going on is destruction of countries and nationalities, or the elimination. They've done that under the 14th Amendment. That's the big one. And that's what people need to be concentrating on, how they had their nationality stolen from their state, and they've applied this United States nationality, which is, totally based on communism. And people don't understand that socialism is just a tool to centralize control over people's lives. And, there's a lot of definitions out there that are just skewed or whatever. I look at it as disinformation based on certain principles or what the people that put the system together want to hide, and they're hiding quite a bit of it. They've hidden it through deception, lies, and people's ignorance of law, and that's how they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with for the last 150 years. And as people know, they're not taught in school law. And that's how people are controlled. And basically, people are born free, and the Constitution is a document that what I've determined manages evil or allows evil people to flourish. And, that's grounded in a document I put together called Your Marxism. And I'm just going to read that because it's only a one pager, and it's getting quite a few shares the last couple months. It's gone up. There were few, and now it's getting traction. The problem is, because of our message, we were kicked off Twitter and Facebook. And, you can't say certain things on there. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, the problem with using other people's platforms, most of them are controlled by the people that are controlling things. They're either operatives or towing the line based on political correctness, as they used to call it. Now they call it social justice. And they have a bunch of warriors out there making sure people aren't, you know, saying the wrong things so they can meld everyone together and control them under, you know, the final communist system, which is going to be world communism. As people know, there's world government that's going to be put in place. There's a few people that have been warning about that for years. The United Nations was basically the ground organization for that. And it's going to be, you know, kind of accelerated. They really don't have it in place as much as a government, per se. It's more of an organization without the teeth. But if people don't stop it, it's going to happen. There's people like the Koch brothers and other people of, you know, elite nature that have promoted the 14th Amendment, which actually did create a governmental provision that's done by the consent of the governed. It's not really an organization in sense of the United Nations, and what they do can be enforced by law once they get that put in place. And there's people out there that, you know, have been promoting world passports and world citizenship. That's all part and parcel of you know, world communism. They just don't understand it. And it's been just kind of troubling, because people really don't understand what's going on. Well, my friend John showed up. I'm going to add him in. We'll see how that works. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot to understand, and that's what People's Awareness Coalition's about, getting people to understand these things. Your Marxism, again, is the paper I put together to kind of advise people of how it works. John, are you there?
I am.
Hi,
it's
how are you?
It's a pleasure to be with you, LB.
Well, thank you for joining me. Everyone else kind of just drifted off today. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. You're out of power, right?
That's right. Yeah. For 2.5, almost 3 days.
That's terrible.
Yes, it's been inconvenient, and I've been witness to incompetence.
Yeah. Would you think it'd be worth getting a generator, maybe? There's this guy up in Canada I like to listen to. He's an electronics genius. He does repairs and things. He just put together a generator. His name is Mr. Carlson. He's kind of a character, but he's a genius, man. I really think he's got it going. But yeah, he put together a generator. Maybe we should watch how he did that and get you one.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. You bought generators for other people. How come you haven't done that for yourself?
You know, it's a good, darn good question.
Darn good shoemaker question. Has no shoes.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time trying to make things better for other people, maybe.
I think that's true. You've been with PAC about, 20 years, kind of?
I've known about PAC since, I think, pretty much the beginning, and I've been solidly with PAC for a little over 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, solid. Yep, very solid. It's hard to get people committed, I guess, would be the word. Not committed in sense of going to a mental hospital, but
that's
you
right.
would think that. Sometimes, but yeah, no, there's no commitment out there.
Well, what's the phrase that? I don't even remember how it goes. Something like, you know, the person who is the first to see events is the is the crazy one. Or maybe it's they're talking about patriotism. The patriot is the one who who sees sees the danger, right? But it's hard, right? It's the one that is the first one to get up and fight. Everyone else sort of follows suit afterwards.
That's Mark Twain that said that, I believe.
Oh, maybe it was Mark Twain. I should look that up. But it's sort of like that. I think people see what PAC does, and they don't understand it enough or well enough sometimes they don't spend enough time to look at it and to digest it properly. So they just say, like crazy kooky people. And of course there are enough people out there who want to discredit anybody with real truth. It's easy enough to spread the kind of misinformation, disinformation about real truth seekers and truth purveyors.
That's true. That's what I've noticed. A lot of people will listen to someone else based on something stupid they say, even, you know. They don't do the research.
Right.
And even people on the station said my work is theory. It's not theory.
No, it's actually.
Yeah, I do have theories, but my work is solid.
No, it's in practice.
It's in practice. Yeah, I don't get it. People won't practice it though because they love their Marxism.
Yeah,
and that's why when you came in, I was going to read that paper that I put together a couple years ago, based on how this whole thing's working, the New World Order. Mm-hmm. I have that Mark Twain quote here. I want to say it because you said it good, but I'll do it verbatim
here. Completely.
Yeah. I botch everything, man. I can't even speak most days. Anyway, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I've been scorned quite a bit by people. They don't like to know they're socialist.
Well, it's sort of they don't like to know that they're supporting socialism, and they're therefore guilty by association.
Yes.
It's a shame. My other favorite, by the way, my other favorite quote by Mark Twain is, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. But if you read the newspaper, you're misinformed.
Yeah. Here's another one. Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
That's right.
And that kind of gets back to what we're saying, right?
Yeah, I think so.
People listening to other people.
Yeah. You know,
without investigation.
Well, here's the last one. We're throwing out Mark Twain quotes. The other one is, the more I get to know people, the more I like my dog.
Yeah. I know that one. I have a good friend that feels that way. She does. Anyway, you're familiar with your Marxism paper, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I did a couple revisions on it. The latest was, it's almost a year old. But yeah, I haven't touched this paper in a year. It's only one page.
Yeah.
But my cousin Randy was on with us a little bit in the past on Ultimate Remedy. Mm-hmm. That's my program that's on Tuesdays. And we discussed this, and this just flabbergasted him because until you see it, you don't really get it. And this comment out of the Communist Manifesto really, really spoke to him. because he sees it happening, you know. But anyway, I call this clause out of the Communist Manifesto basically a catch-all for any Marxist-type things that might be being seen going on. But anyway, let me just read the thing. I call the first section progressive sinning. Americans are seeing problems, not only here, but worldwide. It's called world communism. And I got that footnoted. I'll go through the footnotes after I get done with this. Fact is, progressives or liberals are actually Marxist, but so are conservatives. The sad truth is, the past 150 years of what they call progress, quote unquote, is actually grounded in Marxism. Here, let Karl Marx, the front man, author of communism, tell you via the blueprint developed in 1848. He said in the document, there are, besides eternal truths such as freedom, justice, etc., that are common to all states of society. But communism abolishes eternal truths. It abolishes all religion and all morality. Instead of constituting them on a new basis, it therefore acts in contradiction to all past historical experience. And that's the Communist Manifesto, 1848, Karl Marx, Synagogue of Satan member. Yeah. And then, that he noted religion in there, but he really didn't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to continue on to what I put down for the first section here. People in America seem to like words that are thrown at them without any investigation. Truth is, most of you believe you aren't communist because they say so, meaning government, media, your teachers, whatever. The fact is, every plank of the Communist Manifesto and much of its dogma can be found in American governance. So do you understand? The plot is progressive, quote unquote. And as Liber, L-I-B-E-R, means free in Latin, note that's the forepart of liberty also in English. As Liber means free in Latin, there's a lot of people free to do whatever they choose, include a liberal amount of sinning. And it's not very much more here, and then we'll get into the footnotes rather. Government serves evil. Here's another quote by Karl Marx. Nice plan, Karl. Capitalist production, therefore, develops technology and the combining together of various processes into a social whole, only by sapping the original sources of all wealth, the soil and the labor. To add here, isn't it funny that all the planks of the Communist Manifesto are applied and this is what's going on?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Just anyway. That noted, people do not understand that the rulers of evil are in place to govern even evil people. Rulers of Evil is a book Tupper Saucy put together. And it has to do with the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church. To aid capitalism, the Constitution and its 14th Amendment serves evil people via its communism. Knowing ignorance breeds fear, if one would practice intelligence, he would see that the war on terrorism is just a tactic to generate fear to maintain control. Alas, the closed-minded will never be free.
Yep.
PAC is looking for honorable people of God to move PAC's position forward out of Marxism. So I guess in summary, that's why we're not doing well. Based on what's in this short paper and maybe some of those Mark Twain quotes, because he saw it.
Yeah.
And anyway, do you want to say anything before I read some of these footnotes?
Well, yeah, no, I think that the quote about capitalism here, capitalist production therefore develops technology, mm-hmm. and the combining together of various processes into a social whole. But only, you know, but he's saying only it only does this by sapping the original source of all wealth, soil and labor.
Yes.
So essentially, he's letting the kind of letting the cat out of the bag, and saying that, you know, capitalism is a form of Marxism, but we're going to use it as a boogeyman to get people to go to be
enslaved.
Yeah, to be enslaved. We're going to get them to. We're going to, you know, we can. So essentially, you have, you know, there's that that polar thing. You know, is that like the left right paradigm, where you say, okay, well, we don't want to go left, so we go right, or we don't want to go right, so we go left. this is we don't want capitalism, so let's go for, you know, socialism. Oh, we don't like socialism, so let's go to capitalism. But essentially, they're two sides of the same coin. They're both actually Marxist, right? It's you know, instead of capitalism, what we need or what we want, what we should desire, you know, are is free enterprise, right? Where people are able to enter a marketplace, and you know, within within social parameters, freely to engage in their own, the exercise of their own labor for their own benefit.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh, see, capitalism, there was such a thing prior to 18. I think it was 17 when Noah Webster defined what it was, but it wasn't really defined until then. And we'll get into that definition after the break. We have some station announcements, and we'll be back with Dare to Think Out Loud after those announcements. Stay tuned.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. Today is August 7th. And this is that day's edition. And we are live, unless you're listening to a recording in the future. Anyway, I'm alone today. This is LB Bork, owner, not owner. Why they say that, John? I'm the founder of People's Awareness Coalition. It was established to be a coalition of people that wanted to be free. We have a few people out there. John himself is with the PAC Alliance, which are friends of the coalition. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while for people to decide or know what they have to do to be free of the system. I know there's a lot of people out there that are off the grid, but most of these people, I'd say at least 95% of them, don't look at the law. They just kind of get off grid and, you know, they run into law problems and they still have problems. Because they didn't free themselves, they didn't exit the law grid. And that's what PAC's been about for 20 years now, 20 plus years. It's been 22 years since the founding of PAC. It was founded on examining the definition of human resource, which is a very disgusting and terrible definition. Don't you agree, John? Hello?
Sorry, I muted myself.
Yeah, I have that problem sometimes, too. Sometimes people wish they could mute me. But anyway, yeah. I asked
you. You won't be held back.
Oh, this is dare to think out loud. That means speak in your mind.
That's right.
But, I asked if you thought human resource was on its face very disgusting to me when I first heard it.
That occurred to me too, though I wasn't quite
disgusted.
No, bold enough to write a paper about it.
Yeah, and send it out to a bunch of human resource departments.
That's right.
Back in 1998, and then you get told I need a life and things like that by the sheep that are getting pruned or sheared rather. They're getting just trashed, and it's terrible.
And
people
don't stand
up for their rights.
I know. Well, and people don't know that they're just – it's so overt that you're called a human resource. Like, really? So
yeah, that's what I said.
You know, what this means is that humans – because humans are a resource for whom? For some corporation. So now people are now subservient to corporations as their resource?
No, their property, basically.
Right? Property. There you go. So it's
that's a fact.
Yeah.
People don't understand their property based on the Federal Reserve note. It says note on it because it means debt. And if you go into, you know, the U.S. code and look what's happened, transpired over the years, people are security for the debt. All these free checks that are coming out with by the government, they're not free.
Yep. No, you're paying for them.
Paying for them with your body. You pledged your body.
Yep.
And you know, that's anyway, I was done with it 25 years ago. I got on and I go, I'm not paying for this nonsense. Anyway, yeah, before the break, we were talking about the definition of capitalist.
And, oh, yeah.
I wanted to tell people what the definition was based on what Noah Webster said. He was the father of the American lexicon. I don't think he was a conspirator, but Webster's, what do they call it now? Webster's something else. Merriam?
Oh, Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Merriam-Webster, yeah. Right. Since whoever that is got involved, it's really, you know, taken on that Marxist, you know, system. So it's changed a lot. That's what they've done to, you know, con people, deceive them. They've changed a lot of definitions. And brought him up to date to be progressive. Anyway,
well, for a point of information, the Webster came out with his first dictionary in 1828. Right? Was it 1828?
Yes, that is the year the first one came out.
Yeah,
it's online. There's a couple, you know, sites with it on there, and it's. It's done pretty well. I'm impressed. And it's based in Christianity, too. I think Christians put it up there.
Yep.
Another deceived lot of people. Anyway. Capitalist. A man who has capital or stock in trade, usually denoting a man of large property, which may be employed in business. So back then, people were generally, you know, just farmers. Mm-hmm. And lived hand to mouth. You know, they produced what they needed. It was called, Marx referred to it as historical materialism. And what we're living today is Marxist materialism. You know, buying crap from Walmart you really don't need.
That's right, that bought its crap from China.
Yeah, right. Well, that's capitalism, you see.
Yeah, right.
So, people have mixed this up with free enterprise, and because your natural born property is the only thing you have as a man or woman, the capitalist had to steal that from you somehow because they weren't making money off it, especially if you had a nice farm with your family or your community like the Amish do. You know, those people don't do much good for capitalism. You know, they don't serve the capitalist too well, you know. But so my point is, you don't have to be a capitalist to start a business. You can go out and be one of those guys on the street and go up to someone's car and say, wash your window. He's not a capitalist. He's got no capital. All he's got is natural labor that he produces.
That's right. Well,
so
and a sponge.
And a sponge or a bucket.
Yeah.
A bucket maybe. So, or a squirt bottle. But it gets complicated to a point. But I guess the main point is that most business people, even a small or, you know, small business or enterprise put together by someone, is going to have to use the capitalist, be it a bank or whatever, to do his business instead of working hard and getting his own capital together and starting his business. He's got to engage the capitalist. And that's what America's built on. Do you see that, John?
I do.
It's pretty much a no-brainer, right?
Well, in the same way that they keep law from people so that so the bar exchange, the bar system can,
the bar association
can have its monopoly. seeking justice for people.
Yeah, that's I call it the silent army in my book.
Yeah,
that's the main association or a group of conspirators, or clowns, creeps, thieves that have allowed this system to flourish.
Yeah, it's
of course my book goes into some of these things.
But this is the same sort of thing. It's an educational principle. So the only education that one receives is the Marxist education, which makes people only teaches people about the Marxist system. So it makes them dependent on that Marxist system.
Right.
It's so sad actually to see. To see these teenagers, who are preparing themselves for college, you know, and they have their proud parents, and they graduate from high school, and they have no skill to survive on their own.
Right.
They don't know what a mortgage is. They don't know how it works. They don't realize that it's a it's a literally a death pledge. Like, they don't understand how property ownership works. They don't understand how to balance their own checkbook. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable. They don't understand contract. They can't get along with the world. I mean, gone are the days even of home economics. Right, and we can touch on that as a subject, you know, micro subject, like economics, sorry, like capitalism, people's economics have been stolen from them, as you know, and I think people think that home economics is a kind of trite, you know, term, but in fact. It's actually the closest thing that there is to actual real economics, which is or at least the foundation of it, which is how a family makes its living and lives its life. Right. You what you produce versus what you consume. And there it is. Now, that's been extrapolated upward. But only to the point where the economy, right, in capital letters, is designed to extract the value of the family economy for the capitalist. Period.
Yeah, and that's why I say this government was put together to aid capitalism and. Just screw everyone else. Webster defined economy. There was 9 of them. The first one is just what you described. Number one, primarily the management, regulation, and government of a family or the concerns of a household. And the last one is system. Number 9, I'm not going to go through all of them. Number 9 is system or of management, generally regulation and disposition of the affairs of a state or nation or of any department of government.
Right. There you go.
And communism is government producing the economy. It doesn't come naturally from the household. So that, in a nutshell, is communism. Right. This government is communist.
Right.
And it's become that way since the mid-1850s when, you know, the communists infiltrated the United States. They tried it over in Europe and they were kicked out of there. Karl Marx and some were actually charged with sedition. So they came over here and got it put in slickly in place. Isn't that nice that Americans are that gullible and stupid?
That's right.
Anyway, it's worked well, for the Catholics.
As long as you tell them they're free.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Right? You tell them they're free.
Yeah, you guys are free.
Yeah. Oh, I'm free. Excellent.
Free to be ignorant.
Right.
So it's a Lieber.
You're free to be ignorant.
You know, some people have told me that, oh, I'm a classic liberal. But if you do enough research, a liberal has always been a chump and someone that's bought into the system. And I'm not going to get into the Constitution issue because, like some people say, it's all we've got. And my remedy is grounded in the Constitution, even though it's iffy and whatever. It got really bad, though, with the 14th Amendment and what they did after the Civil War.
You're saying the Constitution is iffy, not your remedy, obviously.
Right, right. Thanks for clarifying that. Some days I wish I could mute myself. So I misspeak quite a bit. Seems so, anyway.
Yeah, well, we talk about self-government a lot, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't control my mouth some days. Properly. Anyway, the footnotes of this short document, they defined world communism in the U.S. Code for people. It's in the U.S. Code, first footnote in that paper is Title 8, USC, Section 1101, A40. I showed this to a friend named Ray back 25 years ago. He says, "What's that doing in there?" Well, I found out and wrote a book about it. Anyway, definitions. The term world communism means a revolutionary movement, the purpose of which to establish eventually a communist totalitarian dictatorship in any or all the countries of the world through the medium of an internationally coordinated communist political movement. It's kind of stealthy in the United States, so it's been stealthy. Pretty stealthy. It took them about 100 years to get it installed. Like I've said, all the planks and a lot of dogma of the Communist Manifesto is applied in the United States. And it has been for over 50 years. It took about 100 years to get it put in place. Right now, what you're seeing is Marxism. It's just a plethora of things based on that definition I wrote out or read out of the Communist Manifesto a few minutes ago or earlier. And, you know, a destruction of the family was one of the main things that Engels, another cohort that helped Marx with the Communist Manifesto, they talked about that, destroying the family. That needed to be done. And it was to create more households so they could sell more crap, the capitalists could, and destroy the local economies. Anyway, that's the nutshell version of that. And here's another thing I had found by one of the radical Republicans, which I refer to as the original Communist Party from the 1850s. It's by Daniel Webster, no relation to Noah Webster that I'm aware of. A silvery message from someone privy to the plan. He goes, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to their concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing." Oh. "Make them intelligent." Yeah, okay. "And they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy." And that was about 1850, a couple of years after the Communist Manifesto was released. I always had trouble with that statement because I was thinking, why would someone that installed this system, or was it, instrumental of putting it in place, tell people or say something like this? It's the same thing as, I don't know. They're basically telling people what they're doing. And recently it hit me because I've said the shadow government and that controls the United States, which is the old world order technically. And, you know, just we won't get into the details of that today. But the old world order is controlling things, and it's the old money that came over to the United States and installed this system originally. But they came up with this thing called the deep state recently. And I said, well, there's a vast difference between these bad actors that they're trying to – the Trump administration's trying to go after. And you kind of – want to call them patsies or useful idiots. So it made sense. Webster's statements made sense. It's like they're trying to protect the New World Order and the actors and use, you know, blame it on useful idiots they've put out there, like these Democrats. They're useful idiots right now. They've been trained to be stupid, and they sure are being stupid lately. But, you know, that's the Marxist training they got. So what they're doing is they wanted to hide the grand plan from people and be able to blame it on the public servants or, you know, bad people. So basically, Webster wasn't doing us any favors here. He wished the American people well. I guess it didn't work because they put too implicit of confidence in their public servants and loved the socialism that they were offered. So I guess that didn't work, but at least you can say he warned Americans 150 years ago of what was coming, right? Right, John? Did you mute again? Anyway.
Sorry, I did. I coughed. I had to mute myself.
I was on my soapbox or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, footnote three, Planck two.
Well, before you go on, because I'll forget it. I just I've thought about this thing called the deep state myself.
Okay,
And I've been, you know, I haven't taken to the term particularly until I could sort of because I haven't had there isn't a really good definition out there that I've come across. So I made up my own, which is essentially starts with the definition of state. You have to understand what the state is. The state is a people, right, who are unified by a culture of customs and habits, right, or customs and usages, right, and exercise their collective sovereignty through a government. So that's that's what a state is. A state is a people. You know, United States is the union of 50 peoples as it is today.
Right.
But when a people cannot, when they lack that unity, you know, of a common culture, then they can't, act in a unified way. They can't exercise their collective sovereignty through their government. So then the government essentially becomes the state. Hence, this is why I believe people call the government the state, because they're not in a state of unity anymore. When the government of a state is taken over by a foreign power, that would be, to me, that would be a deep state, a state behind the government that is not the people, right? That's acting through the government or using the government for its own purposes, regardless of the people themselves.
I suppose it could be the shadow government or operators for that. But I deemed them useful idiots because you know, Russian communists admitted that there were quite a few useful idiots to get their communist model put in years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at deep state as more useful idiots of the shadow government based on, you know, letting them do things that are progressive in nature or, you know, Marxist or opposing the Constitution, which that's what how they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with for the last 150 years.
Right.
They call it a living constitution or what else can be assigned to that. The 14th Amendment opened a whole new can of worms in regards to being able to destroy the Constitution, like Henry Kissinger said years ago. He said, the illegal we do right away, the unconstitutional takes a little longer.
Takes a little longer, yeah.
Yeah, so the 14th Amendment, of course, was done by directive of the Civil War, which the last paragraph in the Communist Manifesto says they'll do it by killing people if they have to. But yep. Most of what they do today is deception and lies and whatever. Okay, I was going to read number 3, footnote, plank 2, Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, income tax, the most prevalent plank used to steal Americans' labor. I said, for the whole story and remedy to the woes of America faces, see the Red Amendment by myself, L.B. Bork, and you can find that on the internet. Oh, you got a typo there. That's weird. Okay, anyway. Anyway, footnote 4, after years of observation, the founder of PAC, me, L.B. Bork, has noted that most Americans are very proud of practicing the 7 deadly sins, being lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. And you can run into most Americans, and they fill all those. Free love was done in the 60s. Through Marxism, and people don't understand how bad things have gotten in that respect. Anyway, we have a break. I'll finish off the last couple of footnotes after the break. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. We'll be back after these few messages.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Knock anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, hey, we're back. This is Dare to Think Out Loud. Today is August 7th. And this is the second hour of today's program. Glad you could join us. My name's LB Bork. The other panelists are doing this or that. I know John, he had some problems with that damn hurricane that went through. I know John with me today, my friend of many years, probably a good 10 at this point. It's unfortunate. I blame myself. He ran into People's Awareness Coalition about 20 years ago, and he didn't know what to do with it. Matter of fact, someone in the chat room just said, I read some of your stuff. What do we do with that? that's probably the major problem with many people. And that's where, you know, I don't know, people, you said something about that, John, last hour about.
Yeah.
How would that be applied? People need to be taught, right? What to do?
Well, I think there's a my experience is that there's, you know, people exist in the X-in paradigm of their lives, right? As we talked about mostly last hour about this kind of this Marxist world that they live in, that they've been educated in, that they've interacted with all the time, and so to be given something, you know, information or knowledge that is outside of that paradigm is jarring, right? And you're looking for a way to take that knowledge or that piece of information, pieces of information that you're taking, and you want to put it somewhere. You want to apply it, and you don't know how to apply it because you're trying to apply it in the wrong paradigm, in the wrong system. I think what we can maybe do a better job at is trying to is explaining and setting out a different kind of paradigm for people so that they can say, oh, okay, I understand how to manipulate what I'm being taught here or shown, that I know that I have something to do with it or a place to put it. I can start to rearrange my worldview to accommodate this new understanding. And I think that was my problem, is that I didn't have that, back in 2000, I didn't have that, that footing to be able to, augment my worldview in order to, accept and understand and digest and synthesize what it was that PAC had to offer me.
Right. I uh, I don't know how I came to know what I know. I went to a lot of classes and listened to some other mentor type people, and we studied law. But I knew there were problems. I guess I could go back to my childhood, and I just brought this up to my mother a few months back, and I go, what's with my brothers? We all lived in the same house, but I was manufacturing and going door to door selling my product at age 10. Mm-hmm. Well, they sat on their asses and did what? I don't know. I don't remember. I went to the library and read a little bit and, you know,